罗马书第十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
罗马书第十二章，我们要从第三节读完这一章。
We'll read from verse 3 to the end of the chapter.
我要请一边的人读一边的人读两节。
I think we'll alternate two verses on each side.
这边读两节，这边读两节，这样。好，从第三、第四节，请这边。我们还要看第八节到十四节，十三章第八节到十四节。照样这样念，这一次这边先念，从第八节开始。好，请再看十四章
Chapter 14,
第七节到第九节。十四章第七节到第九节。我来念。我们没有一个人为自己活，也没有一个人为自己死。
None of us live to himself, and none of us dies to himself.
我们若活着是为主而活，若死了是为主而死。所以我们活活或死总是主的人。
If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord.
因此基督死了又活了，为要做死人并活人的主。
For to this end, Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living.
我们就以这几节的这几段的经文来代表从十二章三节到十六章末了。
Verses to represent the session between verse 3, chapter 12 to the end of the book.
昨天我们讲到查验神的旨意。
Yesterday we mentioned to prove the will of God.
有两件事我们需要彼此提醒。
There are two things we like to remind one another.
就在圣经里面说神，什么是神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Scripture say, "What is the will of God? What is good and acceptable and perfect?"
那么按照原文的次序是善良、可喜悦、完全的旨意。
According to the original language, the order is good, acceptable, and perfect.
中文用了"可喜悦"三个字放在中间了，念起来不好念，他把"可喜悦"掉到后面去。
But the Chinese has switched it around.
所以在这里照着原文应该是善良、可喜悦、完全的旨意。
So with this original language, it should have been good, acceptable, and perfect.
那么这一个次序虽然不很重要，都是需要提出来的。
Even though it may not be very important, I think it ought to be reminded.
第二方面，很多的基督徒对于神的旨意啊，大多数是会联想到是工作和道路方面。
And then secondly, many Christians, when they think of the will of God, they only associate it with their work and their way.
那就比方说，我们有人要我们到什么地方去开荒，那么我们为这件事很多寻求神的旨意。
Perhaps someone was going to an unknown place to start preaching the gospel.
我们就很多的寻求主的旨意。
And then we try to seek the will of the Lord.
或者我们决定来在我们人生中要跑上一条新的路，那么我们要寻找主的旨意。
Or that in throughout our life we want to have make a new decision on a new path, and we want to seek the will of the Lord.
比方说你在中国一个地方，你想到外国来，那是一件大事，你就想好好的寻求神的旨意。
And for example, you are in China and you want to go to the United States, and you think this is a great matter. I need to seek the will of the Lord.
我想这是对的，但是不是只有这些。
This is correct, but the will of God is not limited to these things.
使徒保罗在这个十二章第二节讲到查验什么是神的旨意，下面写了一大堆是关乎生活的。
And Paul in the verse 2 of chapter 2, chapter 12, mention of proving the will of God, and then following there's a great passage on Christian living.
他要我们查验。我们应该怎么样做人？照着神的旨意来做人。
He wants us to prove the will of God and how we ought to live a life that is according to His will.
这一方面我们也要查验什么是神的旨意。
In this regard, we also ought to approve the will of God.
他拿出很多的例子来。
And he brought out many examples.
是的，我们是一个把自己当作活祭献给神的人。
To show that we are one that is living as a sacrifice for God.
那意思是说，我们要让主得到，不是我们要得到。
In other words, the Lord may be satisfied, not that I would be.
那我们是献给他，不是神要照我们心意，是我们照他的意思。
We are to present ourselves to Him so that we do according to His will, not the other way around.
后来他就说，这个身体的比喻。
And then he used the parable of the body.
那很多时候讲到身体啊，他就讲到我们的工作和生活方面。
Many when we mention the body, we only think of our work and our living.
他就说，按照我们所得的恩赐，各有不同。第六节，或说预言，就当照信心的程度。
Verse 6 says, having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, in proportion to our faith.
或做这事，就当这事。
if service in our serving.
或做教导了就当教导。
He who teaches in his teaching.
在这里是讲到说，你如果要照着神的旨意来做人，你要好好的站在你自己的岗位上。
In other words, if we are to live a life that is according to the will of God, we ought to stand firm in our own position.
我发现有一些有的地方的教会有很多人啊，他自己的岗位不站。那么是站在别人的岗位上。
I discovered many that who will not stand on their own position, stand on some others.
我常常想到一件有很有趣的事。
I often think of a rather interesting incident.
我家乡自己的教会的牧师。
The pastor who was in my own native land.
那么他在家中有一个小猫，也有一条小狗。
At his home there was a little cat and a little dog.
那小狗应该是守门了，小猫应该是抓老鼠。
And of course, the little dog is supposed to watch for the door, and the little cat is supposed to catch the mouse.
不知道怎么样，这小猫跟小狗好得了不得。
I don't know why they would become very, very good friends. These two animals.
变成这个小狗就体会一些体念，就是体贴小猫，就要帮它抓老鼠。
And the little dog, mindful of the little cat, wants to help him.
那么有一天就在牧师的书房里面呢，就大叫大喊呢。
And one day he was barking all the way in his study.
那么弄到这个小猫抓不到老鼠。
And of course, the cat at the same time failed to catch the mouse.
其实他越帮越忙，那人家抓老鼠，小猫抓老鼠是安安静静的，没有出声的。
When the little cat catches the mouse, it's very quiet, so the dog really is not being very helpful at all.
那么这个老鼠跑到书柜下面了，它大声呼叫有什么用处
？The mouse got under the bookcase and he was there barking.
所以我看见那个小猫站在旁边的，好像说给你一帮了，都完全抓不到了。
The cat is standing as if to say, "Your help is no good."
那么这个牧师的儿子啊，那个时候也是成人了，就责备这一条小狗。
And the son of the pastor was a young man, and he rebuked the little dog.
他说：“你这在是，你这只小狗也真是多事了，这个不是你的事，怎么你要管？”
So、you really busybody. It's not your matter. Why do you?
怎么不到外面去看门？你怎么跑到这里来抓老鼠
？You have to go out and watch the door.
当时我有很好的感想。
And I really had a great impression on this incident.
我就觉得很多时候我们没有安于本位，或是守住自己的岗位。
And I felt that many a time we have not rested in our own position, our own responsibility.
那是我们查验神的旨意。我们在我们的生活和工作中，我们应该怎么样做人？
If we are to prove the will of God, we must find out how we are to live.
那就是说，神给我们做的是什么工作？我们得好好做那个工作。
What is the thing that God has given us to do? And then we ought to be faithful in that.
是的，如果那比方说有的姊妹啊，他们有家庭的生活。
For example, some sisters who have a home.
那么有丈夫有儿女。
Husband and children.
那这是主托付你，把一个做母亲的责任托付你。
I think the Lord has put on your burden as a mother.
那你怎么样好好做一个母亲
？How are you going to be a good mother?
好好的做一个妻子，那是一个很重要的事情。
And to be a good wife, that is very important.
那么下面又讲到那些相爱、互让、帮助、同情这些事情。
Then later on, he mentioned about how to love one another, respect one another, help being concerned with one another.
那并说不要以恶报恶。
Say, do not repay evil with evil.
也不要深冤。
Do not complain.
那这些都是以主为中心的。
And all of this is treating the Lord as a center.
为了我们把自己奉献做活祭。
If we have presented ourselves as a living sacrifice.
我们要求主的喜欢。
We want to seek His delight.
所以我们不以恶报恶。
So we do not repay evil for evil.
或者以手段还手段。
Make use of some cunning schemes to repay.
有个姊妹告诉我
，A sister told me，
她做人的态度是这样。
What is her attitude?
她从来不欺负人，当然是不给人欺负的。
She would never overrule another person, but she would never be stepped up either, step upon.
这对人来看这是很好的，很公道的。
From the human point of view, that seems just enough.
但是按照主的光道理的光来看是不够的
but in the light of the word of God that is not good enough
那是不够的我们要记得我们有一位主
We must remember we have a Lord.
有什么事情我们带到主那边。
Whatever we have, ought to bring it to Him.
我们不能够自己伸冤，我们不能够以恶还恶。
We shouldn't try to make a revenge on our own to repay evil for evil.
啊，这个以眼还眼，以牙还牙，这是律法的时代。
It was only under the time of the law that we repay an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
在恩典时代就不能够这样讲了。
But not so in the time of grace.
要更进一步。
We must go one step forward.
啊，那是为了主的缘故，我们宁可让步，因为深渊在主，不在我们。
And that is for the sake of the Lord. I'd rather retract myself.
那再差一点的人就说：“你打我一下，我打你两下。”
But then someone is worse and say, "If you hit me once, I'll hit you twice."
你厉害，我会比你更厉害。
You think you are bad? I'm going to be worse.
如果你好好待我，我就好好待你。
If you treat me well, I'll treat you well.
这不是基督徒的应该有的态度。
This is not the Christian attitude.
在十三章就讲到，我们需要做一个好的公民。
And chapter 13 tells we ought to be a good citizen.
那在这个共产党刚刚拿到中国大陆的政权的时候，他们就让教会要另外做一种解释。
When the communists first took over mainland China, they decreed that the church will have a new kind of a explanation.
啊，那么那一个解释是非常勉强的。
And it was rather an unnatural way.
其实在这里圣经的意思是说，我们为主的缘故要做一个良好的公民。在国家里面
according to the scripture, we are to be a good citizen.
我们不能够把一些应该负的责任推到别人身上，说我们是基督徒。
And we shouldn't neglect our responsibilities and say because I'm Christian.
因为我们是一个基督徒，所以我们应该负责任。
Rather, as a Christian, I ought to be responsible.
那后来就讲到这个爱，要彼此以为亏负。
Then later on, it said that owe no one anything except to one love one another.
最后都讲到主要再来，我们要披戴主耶稣基督。
And then it says the Lord is coming, so we ought to put on Christ.
啊，一位弟兄就告诉我说，披戴是暂时的，一戴上去，等一下又脱下来了。
And then a brother told me this is only temporary. I can put on him, and then I'll take him off again.
哦，他是用我们中国人的这个披戴衣服跟帽子来看圣经的。
He is using a Chinese understanding of how we put on clothing or hat.
其实在这里披戴主耶稣基督，就是说让人家看见我们的，就是看见基督。
Actually, the meaning is that when others see us, they will see Christ.
还有一个意思是说，我们是主耶稣的门徒，我们穿上了主耶稣做我们的制服。
Another understanding is we are the disciples of Christ, so we put on Him as a uniform.
在十四章就论到那个有一些关乎这个彼此批评论断的事情。
And then chapter 14 deals with certain things concerning our mutual judgment.
那对一个所吃的东西和守日的问题。
Concerning what we can eat or what day we should observe.
啊，那么这个是个人对主的问题，有很多事情我们不能够勉强别人跟我们一样的。
And this matters our relationship to the Lord. Many a time we cannot force others to be like us.
在很多属灵的事情上，很多时候是我们每一个人对主负责任的。
In many spiritual area, we ourselves personally ought to be responsible for the Lord.
那么讲到这里，忽然间使徒保罗又讲出一个很重要的真理来了。
And his point came to here, he brought out all of a sudden a very important truth.
啊，我们很实在应该感谢主，给保罗常常能够从小事讲到大道理来。
We really thank the Lord that he so inspired Paul that he can use a little incident and brought off to a great truth.
他就讲到，我们没有一个人为自己活，也没有一个人为自己死。
He said, "None of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself."
当然，在这里我们是只做所有的蒙主救赎的人。
Of course, here we meant for those who have been saved by the Lord.
既然主为他们为我们来舍弃自己的身体。
Since the Lord, for our sake, had laid down his life.
他是以重价把我们买来。
He has purchased us with a great price.
这从今以后，我们不再是自己的人，乃是主的人。
So from now on, we do not belong to ourselves, we belong to the Lord.
因此，我们没有一个人是为自己来活的。
And for that reason, none of us lives to ourselves.
我们是没有一个人为自己来死的。
And none of us die to ourselves.
他说，活着是为主活，死了是为主而死。
So if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we died, we die to the Lord.
这我们对主以为说是一个普通的称呼，我们对耶稣就称呼主。
Sometimes we use the Lord as a rather common greeting.
啊，但是这个主啊，就是主人的意思。
But the Lord means master.
我们好像奴仆啊，主用重价把我买来了，我们从今以后就为他活。
As if we are slaves, and the Lord purchased us with a great price, and from now on we are to live for Him.
啊，我们是主的人，所以我们要为主活。
And since we belong to Him, we are to live for Him.
啊，等一下我会好好的解释这件事。
I would like to explain this a little bit more in detail.
啊，神有一个目的，就是要全人类啊称主耶稣为主。
God has a purpose that all men may claim Him to be Lord.
啊，向主耶稣屈膝。
That we will all bow before Him.
啊，这在这个后面几节啊，十一节也讲到这件事。
Verse 11 mentioned this too.
腓立比第二章十一节也讲到这件事。
And likewise, Philippians 2.
他要万膝向主跪拜，万口向主承认。
And that all will bow before the Lord, and all lips will proclaim.
但今天只有这些属主的人可以达到这样的地步。
Today, only those who belong to the Lord.Can do this.
就可惜很多很多人称主为主，但是没有给主做主。
Unfortunately, many called upon Him as Lord, but do not allow Him truly to be Lord in their lives.
每一个救赎的人应该看主耶稣基督是我们生命的主宰。
Everyone who has been saved ought to look upon the Lord as the Lord of our life.
我们余下的光阴应该都是为他活的。
And the rest of our lives ought to be living for Him.
我知道大家都听过这样的道理。
I know that we all have heard such truth.
但愿今天我们能够得到一种更进一步的意思。
We pray that today we have a deeper meaning.
啊，为主而活，意思是活在主的面前。
To live for Him, meaning we live before Him.
现在在这里讲话，主在我面前。
And as I stand here preaching to you, the Lord is before me.
我只在这里对待一个弟兄，主在我的面前。
Here I'm treating a brother, and the Lord is before me.
啊，那个。King James Version 的翻译更好，就有一点在主面前的意思。
The King James Version translation has a little of this meaning implicated.
在那边说是 to 跟 unto.
That is living to the Lord and unto the Lord.
啊，不是说不是 for.
It's not using the word for.
那个是很原来的意思，就是我们在主的面前。
That is we are before the Lord.
啊，我们为主而活，就是主在我们在主面前的生活。
And so as we live to the Lord, it means we live before Him.
他永远是我们的主，我们永远是他的仆人。
And for eternity, He is our Lord, and we are always His servant.
所以时时刻刻啊，都记得主在我们面前。
And so moment by moment, we remember that He is always before us.
那这样我们就能够啊，更晓得如何的为主而活。
And in this way, then, we really know how to live to Him.
第一方面，就是我们是活在主的面前，我们一定要尊主为大。
First of all, if we are to live before Him, we must revere Him.
很多这个小孩子打架的时候，是父母不在面前的时候。
You know, many children will fight in the absence of their parents.
很多学生啊，打好像。闹得天翻地覆啊，都是老师不在面前的时候。
And likewise, many students will make up a great commotion in the absence of his teachers.
好的是我们活在主面前，我们一定会小心一些。
If we live constantly in his presence, we'll be more careful.
我们会尊主为大。
We will really honor him.
但是有很多时候我们不尊主为大的。
And yet many a time we do not.
这表示我们并不把主看在我们中间，看在眼中。
Showing that we really have not put him in our eyes.
从前在家乡，我们家乡有一支军队。
Once there was an army in our own native land.
全部是那个军队的兵啊，完全跟这个官长完全是同乡、同一个地区的人。
And all the soldiers came from the same village with the officer.
所以变成大家太熟了，所以这个下属对于这个主管的官长啊，都不大尊重。
And since they were too acquainted and familiar with one another, the soldiers do not show much respect.
那是陆军四十九师，那是一支的军队，不必翻译。那么这个师长啊，有一次出到外面去，两个士兵在司令部前面呢，在那里打架。
one day the officer was not there, and two of the soldiers were fighting against each other.
啊，那么这个师长回来了，就一下车说：“哎，你们怎么打架？”
As the boss came back and said, "How come you are fighting?"
两个士兵还是打。
They were still fighting.
嘿，师长在这里，你们还打
？How come I'm here and you're still fighting?
还是打。
But they can keep on continuing.
他都不怕师长看，那是我们的同乡，最多你多我们几岁而已。
So just look upon him as one of his old good friends.
啊，那时候那就是他不尊师长伟大了。
That is, it's not honoring the official.
我们要尊主伟大。
We need to honor our Lord.
有很多时候常常都是为了主的，但是两个人相持不下。
Sometimes we say we are for the Lord, and yet we could not even stop an argument.
其实不是是非的问题啊，只是工作的方式和方法问题。
Many a time it's not for the sake of being right or wrong, it's just a matter of how we treat certain things, our ways and methods.
如果你想到主在我们面前，我们就要让步。
If we remember that we are in the presence of the Lord, then we had to give in.
我在这里学习，我从前就学习这个功课。
And I had to learn this lesson.
啊，很多跟年轻的人工作啊，他们年轻的人啊，总是啊很有干劲的。
When you work with younger people, they usually have such eagerness.
但是他们缺乏经验。
But then they do not have experience.
很多事情你叫他们不要做，他们就是觉得要越试，就是真是要试试看。
Many a time you tell them don't do this and that, and they feel that they ought to try this.
你劝他多少话，他是总是要做的。
And it's no use to talk to them.
啊，好了，我就想，好了，那你们就做很熟这件事，也不是很关系不太重大了。
I said, okay, go ahead. And fortunately, it's not a too important matter.
以后我就不跟年轻的人争了。
And later on, I learned not to argue with them.
我把我的理由，把我的看法讲给他们听，他们接受就接受，不接受你们就做。
I tell them my point of view and my reasons, whether they accept it or not is their thing.
但是如果羞辱主名的，我就真是坚持不放的。
But of course, if it brings a blemish to the name of the Lord, I would insist.
啊，我说我的意见是这样，他们说不，我还是这样，要这样好。
I said my opinion is this way. If they say no,
我说好了，你们做看呢。
And I'll say go ahead.
好了，做到一半才说，哎呀，这为什么会这样啊
？Halfway they find out, oh, how come it's like that?
我说我老早就看见你们会这样了，但是我你们不相信，不接受。
I said I saw it ahead of time, but you were not accept.
好，虽然他们是年轻的兄弟姊妹，我还是尊主伟大。
Even though they are younger brothers and sisters in the Lord, but I still honor my Lord.
在教会中间，我也是跟他们啊，给他们知道我们都是弟兄姊妹。
In the church, I allow them to realize that we are all brothers and sisters.
啊，牧师不是你们的元首。
A pastor is not your leader.
我说我们任何一个人啊，不可一个人要管制所有的人。
There's not such a thing with one person governing all the others.
我们学习以基督为元首。
We need to learn to treat Christ as our head.
好，有的时候我有很好的建议，他们一点无动于衷。
Sometimes I think I have good suggestions, but they wouldn't do anything about it.
啊，起初我是很难过的。
In the beginning, I felt very bad about it.
这是我明明我有主的感动，这件事要做，为什么你们一点不受感动
？I felt that the Lord had moved me in this thing. How come you don't really respond to it?
年纪轻一点就说，哎呀，我到整理我的行李走吧。
If I were younger, I would say, I'll just pack my luggage, I'll go.
那慢慢了，我就觉得不应该这样了。
Then gradually, I realized I shouldn't be this way.
我就说，这是时间还没有到。
And I will realize the time is not yet.
啊，这主如果要我们大家一起做，主不但感动我，要感动他们的。
If this is something that we ought to do together, the Lord will not only move in my heart, but will also move in their hearts.
好了，那么我就把这件事放在祷告中。
And so I'll wait, and I just put this matter in my prayer.
过了两三
Come and tell me. Oh, we feel that this ought to be done.
我说那么好了，你们看见了吗
？That's good.
是的，应该我们从前没有看到的。
He said yes, we didn't see it before.
我说好吧，那我们再一起做吧。
So we go ahead and do it.
他说对了，我们一起做了。
He said yes.
大家都很同心，可以一起做了。
And then with one heart and one mind, we go ahead.
我在那里在印尼12年中间，我就学习了很多这样的功课。
During my 12 years in Indonesia, I learned great lessons in this regard.
好，我们若是活在主的面前，为主而活，要尊主伟大。
So the more we live to the Lord, we must honor Him.
我们不要为主拿出刀来砍别人。
we shouldn't say for the sake of the Lord I put out my sword.
啊，我们不要为主大发热心，但是又是在那给弟兄姊妹们受损失。
We shouldn't say that for the sake of the Lord I become so zealous, and yet it did that harm to brothers and sisters.
好，第二的是我们是活在主面前为主而活的话，我们应该照主的意思。
And secondly, if we are to live to the Lord, we ought to live according to His will.
啊，你一直想你是为主，但你并没有照主的意思的。
If you think you're living to the Lord and yet you're not doing according to His will.
啊，一个做爸爸的人把他的生意交给他的儿子。
If the father gives his own business to the son.
那他的这个儿子做得非常之好，但是不到老人家的意思。
The father, the son brings about a great accomplishment and yet not according to the will of his father.
他很忠心，但是不到老人家的意思。
He was very faithful, but he goes his own way.
只是把老人家所建立的全部退回了，另外再弄坏了一个。
He demolished all that was built by his father and started something else.
后来发现他是经验不过，这件事弄失败了。
And then discovered that he had no experience and he was failed.
他很好，很忠心，很努力，但没有照他父亲的意思。
He was diligent in his work, but he didn't do it according to the will of his father.
从前我在印尼的时候，那工人是工钱很便宜，我们就请有一个工人非常忠心。
When we were in Indonesia, the wages for workers are very low. We had a servant and he was very faithful.
啊，他是早上四点多钟就起来，可以做到晚上八九点钟。
He could work early in the morning at 4 o'clock until evening at 8 o'clock.
一个人呢、啊、做两个人的工作，做得非常快又非常好。
He can work the work of two people, very fast and efficient.
那个地板啊，我们叫他说一天洗一次，叫他一天要洗两次。
We asked him to wash the floor once a day, and he will wash it twice a day.
说你的小孩子这么多，这小孩子很用，如果把这个地板弄脏了，我洗两次。
Because all the children are dirty in the floor, I wash it twice.
他不但做家里的工，他要看小孩子。
Not only to see the housework, but also watch it for the children.
他是把小孩子好像当作他自己的儿女一样。
As of our own children, we treat them.
有一天啊、我跟内人出去了。
One day, my wife went out.
长久一下。
She was taking a longer time than usual.
回来了，看见他拿着那个筋膜叉子要打我的小孩子，读他读书。
And when she came back, she saw the servant. She was about to beat up my children and trying to force them to study.
那我们一面又是难过，一面又是好笑了。说你是印尼人，完全不懂得中文，你怎么样读我的小孩子读书
？We felt kind of funny at one time and sad at the other.
他就拿着一条东西，他说：“赶快读，赶快读。”
Because she was an Indonesian, doesn't even know Chinese, but she was Chinese.
你不读我打你。
But otherwise, I'm going to beat you up if you don't.
啊，小孩子就知道，小时候他也不懂，读错了他也不懂的。
The child realized, really, he doesn't understand any of
it. 那不是我们的心意，我们不是要他来打小孩子，读他读书的，不需要他这样做。
That was not our desire. She wasn't to do that.
但他就是一片的忠心。
But she was being faithful.
我们今天为主工作、为主生活的人，很多时候一片忠心，但是主并不欢喜。
Many a time we live to the Lord, we serve Him, and we try to be so zealous, and yet not according to His.
要记得，我们如果为主而活，应该讨主的喜欢才对。
So we must remember, if we are to live to Him, we are to please Him.
好，那么最第三方面，如果我们是为主而活，应该是对主负责的。
Thirdly, if we are to live to Him.Then we ought to be held responsible for him.
那对主负责就是说，我们不完全应作弟兄姊妹们对我们态度如何，我们才对他态度如何。
And the way we treat our brothers and sisters then is not completely just according to their attitude toward us.
就是我们为主工作也是这样，我们不是因为人称赞我们就把命老命都拼出来。
And likewise, as we work for the Lord, not because of others' praises.Then I try so hard.
啊，又不是因为人说一两句话，我们就整个心里面都低沉下去了。
And on the other hand, it's not because of one or two words from others, and we become so discouraged.
这不是我们对主负责。
This will not mean that we are responsible.
我们为主生活，为主而活，无论是工作是生活，应该是对主负责任的。
If we live to the Lord, whether it be our own living or our work, we ought to be responsible to the Lord Himself.
我就很佩服一些做哥哥做姐姐的。
I respect some of our older brothers and sisters.
啊，父母离开世界的时候说：“你好好看顾弟弟妹妹啊。”
After the parents pass away, even they would told that to take care of their younger brothers and sisters.
好了，他这个做哥哥姐姐的，就记得这一句话。
As older brothers and sisters, they remember these words.
真是忠心到底，对他父亲母亲负责任，看顾弟弟妹妹。
They are so responsible for the younger brothers and sisters and being faithful to their parents.
就是说就是弟弟妹妹怎么调皮啊，他都是好好的看顾他们。
And no matter how naughty they may be, the younger ones, they will take care of them.
那是对主负责。
And that is
我们不是对弟兄姊妹负责，我们是对主负责。
So our responsibility is not to the brothers and sisters, but to our Lord.
就是你为主做什么工作，是对主负责，不是对教会负责的。
And so whatever you serve the Lord in whatever area, you're responsible to the Lord, not to the church.
那无论教会对你怎么样，你总是对主负责的。
No matter how the church looks at you,
那是
be responsible to
you. 那是为主生活工作的仪式。
That's the meaning of living and working to the Lord.
最后我认为说，一个真的把自己献上做活祭的人，他为主而活，应该是他的生活和工作的全副心思都放在主的心上身上。
Finally, I think someone if he truly present himself to the Lord, then all his mind and his thinking ought to be concerning to the Lord, whether it's in his works and his living.
啊，这句话是从一首诗歌来说，全副身心思在你身上。
This word comes from a hymn. It says, "My whole heart and my whole mind is in yours."
那是一个真实为主而活的人。
This would be a person truly living to the Lord.
啊，我会做几个小短短的例子。
I can give you several little examples.
一个忠心的仆人，他为他的主人活，他每一件事都想到主人。
A faithful servant as he served his master, that in every little matter he will think about his master.
有一次，在一次宴会的时候。
It was in the feast.
在教会请客的时候。
It was in a gathering in the church.
那一位年老的人，年老的会友，他就这样介绍他自己。
An older person introduced himself.
他说我是黄某某。
He said, I am Wang.
那么我们大家就要说我们自己做什么工作。
And we were introducing what kind of work we do.
我是我的小孩子的奴仆。
He said, I'm the slave of my children.
那引起哄堂大笑了。
And of course, it brought about a great laughter.
他说真的啊，我现在没有做事情，我就是做我小孩子的奴仆啊。
And he said, yes, I don't do anything else. I'm just a slave of my children.
什么事情都要为着他们的。
Whatever I do it for their sake.
啊，他们有什么，我样样都要关心到的。
Whatever happened to them, I try to be concerned.
哦，那好，我们为主而活。不但是把这个当作我们生活的目的
and if we live to the Lord, not only is this the purpose of our everyday life,
也不但是把这个当作我们生活的原则
not only that this is the principle whereby we live,
我们为主而活不是只有思想想我这样是为主而已
not just think about it, this is for the Lord,
也不是一种观念方面说你是为主
or just not Neither is it just in the concept.
那个为主工作不但是生活的目的，更是生活的态度。
It's not only the purpose of our life, but it's the attitude of our life.
不但是我们生活的原则，更是生活的规范。
Not only the principle of our life, but it's also the limit and the boundary whereby we live our life.
每一方面都想到主。
In all circumstances and all different aspects, we think about the Lord.
我想你们注意一下，可以想到很多人他说为国家为国家，到底不是真为国家。
I think if you pay attention, you can see someone who may say, "I live to do my country," but you find that this is not so.
啊，我是爱国，我是为了爱国才这样。
Oh, I'm patriotic. That's why.
那很多年轻的人闹了很多事情，国家受了很大损失，他们都是为了国家的。
Many young people brought about a great problem to their country, and they claimed they were patriotic.
好，让我们对为主而活的有一个更正确的认识。
I hope that we have a more correct understanding as to living to the Lord.
我们若是为他而活，应该求他喜欢。
If we are to live to Him, we ought to seek for His will.
应该照他的心意。
According to His will.
应该让他的荣耀。
That He may be glorified.
不要因着我们为他而活，反倒他的名受到羞辱。
So that it wouldn't be because we live to him, yet his blame, it brings blemish to his name.
有一首诗的副歌我很爱唱，我今天再一次的介绍各位，可能大家都会唱的。
There's a chorus to a hymn that I love greatly. I'd like to introduce it to you.
这个短歌就说，以你名宝贵的名。 因你为我舍命，靠恩无论如何艰难，我要求你喜欢啊，无论何等艰难，我要求你喜欢。那请。
Because of your name, precious name, because you lay down your life for me. By grace, no matter how difficult it is, I would like to seek your delight.
啊，我觉得我们如果有这样的态度，我们如果有这样的认识，那个罗马十二章到十五章的前半段的一些关乎生活的话，我们很容易会一步一步的去遵循。
I think if we have this understanding and we have this attitude, then the passage that is mentioned from chapter 12 and to chapter 15 of Romans, and how in our everyday life, how we ought to conduct our life, we'll find it very easy to do.
哦，希望我们从今天开始对为主而活、啊、这一件事、啊、有个更深的认识。
I hope that from today on we will have a deeper understanding of living to the Lord.
不是你在那大发热心那个时候做了一大堆，并不是主要你做的。
Not that we just be so zealous and work a lot of diligent work, and it's not because the will of God.
因为我们不再是自己的人。
But we do not belong to ourselves.
啊，我们是属主的。
We belong to the Lord.
我们要求主喜欢。
We want to please him.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主耶稣基督。
Dear Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢你给我们有今天的日子。
We thank you for this day.
我们所以能够有还有今天，是你的恩典，是你的爱。
Lord, it is by your grace and your love that we still have today.
哦，我们愿意在我们日常生活中间。更晓得如何的体会你的心肠。
Lord, we pray that we will be more mindful of your will in our everyday life.
叫我们在生活方面能够得你的喜欢。
So that we will please you in our living.
能够荣耀主你的名。
So that we may glorify your name.
能够叫弟兄姊妹们和跟我们接触的人得到帮助益处。
And so that those who come close to us, whether brothers and sisters or friends, may be profited.
我们感谢主把罗马书赐给我们。
Lord, we thank you for giving us the book of Romans.
感谢主给我们能够从这里得到宝贵的话语。
Lord, we thank you for these precious words.
求主你借着这些你自己的话来帮助我们。
Lord, we pray that you will help us through your own words.
叫我们活得更像基督徒的样式。
So that we live a life that is more conformed to that of the Christ.
不但是荣耀主，连我们自己都得到更大的祝福。主啊，你用我们，叫我们成为人的祝福。成为我们的教会的祝福。叫我们在主面前获得更合乎你的心意。我们祷告奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.